Is from Northfield Public Broadcasting. We have Sam Temple, the executive director. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Rich warmed the seat up for me,
yeah,
so
did.
I'm ready to go.
He did. It's all good and ready to go. The mic's, mic's working and everything else. MTV, it's a new, or MPB, I should say.
MPB, yes.
It's a new month. I'm going to get that right. I'm surprised. I've been pretty good about
it. You've been very
that.
Good yeah. about it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just every now and then I have a relapse.
No, absolutely, It changes new titles, absolutely. It makes sense.
You've had an interesting time since the last time we've talked to you. We've had a busy month of November. We're heading into the holidays. It's not going to get less busy for at least for a while anyway. A lot of things going on.
No.
What are we spotlighting this week? Tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, so in the last month, we've been releasing our usual crop of a mix of enrichment programming and civic-minded things. First of all, you know, I'm always happy to talk about the highlights from the annual dog swim. An absolute delight. And it's funny looking at, you know, remember the beginning of November before there was, it was 0 degrees and there was snow on the ground and stuff. And
it was like 68.
Yeah. And the dog swim felt like a recent memory. And now it feels like it's so long ago. So if you want to remember the warmer times of early September, you can check that out and see some pretty handsome dogs as well. But then we had Veterans Day. So the Northfield Communications Department and Northfield Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, we partnered with Northfield Beyond the Yellow Ribbon to support their Veterans Day program that took place at Trinity Lutheran Church. And Beyond the Yellow Ribbon does a great job of hosting that every year. And NPB's contribution this year was conducting interviews with veterans from the Korean War era, folks that served both during the fighting and continue to support the mission after the ceasefire. So we got to interview four local veterans who just had just completely unique experiences from one another. Some of them were serving in Korea, some stateside, and some at various points around the globe. So it was a really, really, you know, conducting interviews like that is one of my favorite things to do. It's so fulfilling to hear those stories.
And yeah, and they are rich with stories to tell from that era.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was hard to cut it down, but we got all four of them down to 20 minutes in total, which was you know, heartbreaking. I've got to cut this part. But that's available now on the City of Northfield YouTube page and Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, it's good to know those stories will be preserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What else have you been working on?
Yeah. Well, folks might have attended earlier this year the ribbon cutting for the Northfield Depot. After many, many years of work, it finally opened up. They had the official ribbon cutting ceremony, and now you can watch that on Northfield Public Broadcasting. You can hear all the speakers, both people that were involved in the project and friends and family of folks who have since passed who worked on the project. It really is a testament to community organizing that project all came together. Now you can watch the ceremony with your own two eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. That has been a, you know, like decade or so in the making.
At least.
A long time. But it took a lot of community help.
Yeah.
Support to do that, and in particular, Alice Thomas has just proved herself to be a treasure for the community by preserving this treasure that is the depot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of work. It was a windy day, so we did our best with the audio, but you can make out what folks are saying, and you can get the sights of everything that was worked on. But of course, folks should go and check out the depot when they have the opportunity, because it is just marvelous. Architecturally, historically, and then, of course, when you peel back the layers and know the human story behind everything.
Sure. Yeah. Wonderful story.
Yeah.
What, okay, you've been working on those. Those are a few of the things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, are you still getting submissions from the public?
Yeah, that's the backbone of a lot of our programming. It's submissions. We get a lot of religious submissions, but we also have folks that work on local documentaries, folks that are part of various projects, whether it's through the Arts Guild or they're working on something through the library. We'll get submissions all the time. And that is really what we want to encourage people to do. One of the videos that you'll find, a series of videos that you'll find on the City of Northfield YouTube page, are trainings for folks to submit their events onto the community calendar. The City of Northfield has been working on the infrastructure, and we've talked about it here before, is a central hub where folks can see entertainment, events, clubs that are happening anywhere through the City of Northfield. And we're working on getting as many partners as possible to submit their events. And, I think everyone in Northfield is involved in one organization or another. So if as many people know about the community calendar as possible, that's how we get buy-in from everyone. It makes it easier for people to access your events. So what we're really hoping people will do, especially as we head into the busy holiday season, is not only submit events to promote events to get folks in on the community calendar, but if you record your event, well, then you can also submit it to NPB after the fact. And then you just get community buy-in from the beginning, from before the event, and you can get community buy-in after the event. So that's what we're really encouraging people to do. Are you part of any sort of holiday celebration, holiday event, holiday sale, anything like that? We can get that on the community calendar and get the recording of any such festivities, even if it's just a band playing in the pub for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get that on there so folks know, hey, there's another thing to do in Northfield.
Yeah, a lot of things to do in Northfield. Yeah, it's a good resource. Once again, we are talking with Sam Temple, the Executive Director of Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB. Now, let's talk about you. I understand you have been elected to the Board of Governors, Board of Directors, Board of Governors, Jury of Execution. I don't know what.
So an organization that NPB is a member of, MACTA is the abbreviation, mm-hmm. but it is the Minnesota Association of Community Telecommunications Administrators. So it is a trade group, but largely it is also a lobbying group that works to shape legislation at the state level, at the local level, and at the federal level to better support public television and public access media in general. We're in a constantly changing media landscape with streaming, with and now even if you have access to cable, you might not be using literal cable. Mm-hmm. You might be streaming cable and things like that. It's getting more and more complex, and the laws that we have on the books to support community television have largely been untouched for the past 40 years. And so that makes it difficult to try and keep up. That makes it difficult to continue funding. And part of why we have public television is because like any other public commodity, the things that public television might do aren't necessarily things that would happen naturally with the free market. That wouldn't happen naturally with a major company. You know, a major company would not have incentive to have local programming specific to Northfield, nonetheless have a Northfield specific station. That's why we have public access. So by being on the MACTA board and continuing to be an active member of the legislative committee, we can continue to advocate for Northfield Public Broadcasting's interests and the interests of our neighbors who will support us in kind.
It's a very good thing, and I applaud you for doing that, because I really, AM radio, believe it or not, has gone through the same thing. Yeah. Only those 40-year-old laws, they're 90-year-old laws. And you really get the feeling that oftentimes, political figures and people within the bureaucracy don't really care because they have other things to do.
Right, right.
Yeah, so you need to keep out in front of them.
Yeah,
absolutely. The laws are really archaic and do handicap you quite a bit. I've been fortunate enough in recent years we've had some advocacy groups actually mm-hmm. make some impact. So good luck in making some impact.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really great team at MACTA, and NPB will continue to be advocated for at that level.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
We always have more programming. We skim the surface here every month, so we mm-hmm. encourage people to check in the City of Northfield YouTube page or Northfield Public Broadcasting streaming site. That is npb.ci.northfield.mn.us. You can stream live, stream all of our programs on demand, and always check in. We always have new things going on.
All right. Sam, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah, stay
always
warm.
Fun talking to you. You too. Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We'll be back with Rich in a moment.
Chanhassen Dinner Theater's gift cards make perfect holiday gifts because